From now through Easter, we are following Jesus' ministry in the Gospel of Luke, learning alongside our children and youth in church school. Our Lenten theme is everything in between, meeting God in the midst of extremes. So far, we have heard about the extremes of being and doing with the sisters Mary and Martha, and their different approaches to hosting Jesus in their home. We then heard about the extremes of friend and stranger with the parable of the Good Samaritan. Last week, we heard about the extremes of rest and growth with the parable of the fig tree. Today, we contemplate the extremes of lost and found with two parables of Jesus. Let us open our ears, our minds, our imaginations, and hearts across time and space to join Jesus and his listeners. And first, let us pray together. Shepherd and God, you look for us, you search for us, you turn every corner and climb every mountain. You call our name until your voice is hoarse. When we lose our way, you never stop seeking after us. So once again we pray, find us in this moment, look for us, and then surround us with your presence, so that we might feel you near. With hope we pray, and with hope we listen. Amen. All the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to listen to him. The Pharisees and the legal experts were grumbling, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus told them this parable. Suppose someone among you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. Wouldn't he leave the other 99 in the pasture and search for the lost one until he finds it? And when he finds it, he is thrilled and places it on his shoulders. When he arrives home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Celebrate with me because I've found my lost sheep." In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who changes both heart and life than over 99 righteous people who have no need to change their hearts and lives. Jesus continued, "Or what woman, if she owns 10 silver coins and loses one of them, won't light a lamp and sweep the house, searching her home carefully until she finds it? When she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Celebrate with me, because I found my lost coin.' In the same way, I tell you, joy breaks out in the presence of God's angels over one sinner who changes both heart and life." For the good news of Jesus Christ.
The singer Ray Charles said that his mother told him, "Always ask for what you want, because the worst they can do is say no." My mother said the same thing. So with complete abandon, I asked our rabbinical colleagues when they came this Sunday, would they mind to preach on the Gospel of Luke, one of our Christian texts? And gratefully, Rabbi Lisa said she would be happy to do that. When I spoke to her on Friday night, she said, "Isn't that what the rabbi usually does, preach on a Christian text?" I said, "No, this is the first time." So we're grateful for her graciousness and generosity of spirit. She also happens to teach on this text as well in a class, and we're grateful for that. I invite us all to, I neglected to say that Rabbi Danny sends his greetings today. He's not able to be with us because he is with a family event, and also our prayers for Pastor Amy, whose father had a fall this weekend, and she's spending some time with him. He was hospitalized this weekend, so we keep them in our prayers. For now, as we welcome our preacher, would you just give her a hand of applause as she comes up, please? Yeah, do you have one? Let us pray. Gracious God, who delights in people worshiping together of all different faith perspectives. We give thanks for this moment. We ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of all our hearts would be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. And let the people say, Amen. Amen.
What a privilege it is to be here at United Parish of Brookline. And of course, I bring greetings from Rabbi Danny, who couldn't be here today. Thank you to Senior Pastor Kent French, to Minister of Music Susan DeSelms, and of course to my colleague Cantor Hollis and Student Rabbi Sarah for joining us today with these magnificent choirs in worship. A philosopher and his family are about to move 6 blocks from their old house to a new house. The morning of the move, the philosopher's wife prepares his lunch and sends him off to the university with a large note. The note contains a map with driving directions from the university where he teaches to their new home. On his way out the door, she reminds him that the moving truck will be coming soon, and the furniture and all their belongings will be packed and moved to the new home. He should remember to go to the new house, not this house, after his classes are over for the day. During lunch, he takes out the note from his wife, reads the directions to the new house, smiles, and then becomes lost in conversation with one of his students. He then proceeds to throw away his lunch, including the map. Following class that day, the professor returns home to discover, to his horror, that all his furniture, his clothing, and everything in his house is gone. He stares in disbelief and imagines the worst. As he is about to call the police, he remembers his wife's admonition to him that morning and is struck with panic. He realizes his family has moved, but he also realizes he has no idea where they have moved to. He is lost and alone. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees a young girl who looks familiar. He approaches her and says, "Young lady, you look familiar to me. My name is Professor Smith, and my family and I used to live here. I thought that maybe since you live in this neighborhood, you could tell me where they moved to, or perhaps we could go to your house so that I can speak to your parents." With a slight smile, the young lady replied, "It's okay, Daddy. Mommy knew you would be lost. She sent me here to help you. Follow me. I will show you the way to our new home." This week's reading from the Christian scriptures is all about losing and finding, about being lost and found. Today's verses from Luke 15 contain 3 of Jesus' most important parables, each focused on something of value that goes missing and then is found once again. In the first parable, it is a sheep that is lost. In the next, a silver coin. And finally, a child, the prodigal son. Let's spend a few moments on the lost sheep. Sheep, lambs, and shepherds are all associated with spring in our 3 monotheistic religions. They inspire us to new beginnings. In Judaism, the lamb was the sacrificial offering on the altar for the spring festival of Passover. In the Gospel of John, Jesus himself is the good shepherd, often pictured with a lamb or sheep at Easter, emphasizing his role as protector and leader of his flock. And in Islam, the lamb is a symbol of generosity. The fast of Ramadan often concludes with a meal with lamb. Springtime is a time of rebirth and possibility, of liminal moments and new opportunities. Historic context matters. The shepherd is the first profession mentioned in the Hebrew scriptures, beginning with Abel. Then and now, a shepherd's job is not easy. Sheep are completely dependent upon their shepherd to lead them to graze in pastures, provide them with water, and protect them from danger. Sheep and flocks are mentioned hundreds of times in the Bible, using 12 different Hebrew words and 4 words in Greek. They appear in sacred texts more frequently than any other animal. Both of our communities, the United Parish of Brookline and Temple Shir Tikva of Wayland, stand in a long line of shepherds who have led flocks toward education, prayer, music, social justice. It is not a simple calling, and like the shepherds of old, we feel devastated when even a single person in our community is absent. Everyone matters. Surely Jesus knew the Talmudic precept, "Whoever saves a life is considered to have saved the whole world." So too, a single sheep that is missing diminishes the entire world. Both of our communities offer companionship to all who are alone or lonely. We strive to provide a seat at our tables for those who lack food or friendship. We show our children how to open our doors and hearts to the disenfranchised, to bring to the center of our communities all who are on the periphery. The swift changes in our globalized world have left many today feeling lost and alone. During this time, our role as shepherds in contemporary churches, synagogues, and mosques is to make sure that our places of gathering are fully accessible and that we remember to greet others with radical welcoming and audacious hospitality. Laws alone do not make for diversity, equity, inclusion, and social justice. Rather, these basic rights are instilled in our spirits and in our everyday lives. Recent efforts to dismantle these important programs and policies cannot impede our historic progress in these directions. Rather, in this environment especially, we must double down on our efforts together to preserve our communal values and validate the worth of every person in our midst. Extending a hand to immigrants, ensuring equal rights for women and children, embracing those in the LGBTQ+ community, making certain people of color are guaranteed safety and success in America must remain central to our shared humanity. And yet, what is remarkable about Jesus's parable this week is not only the idealization of the shepherd as one who loses and then finds that sheep. Christian studies scholar and writer Amy Jill Levine points out that the true innovation this week is that Jesus is praised is not for the shepherd alone, but for the sheep. And yes, even the sheep that strays from the flock. In his parable this week, Jesus inverts conventional wisdom and suggests that those who are lost in sin and find their way back through repentance reach the highest levels of righteousness. It is a gift to be lost. Jesus communes with tax collectors and sinners, believing in atonement and return. He remains hopeful that even if one of us loses our way, we will be carried back to our community on the shoulders of a loving God. God is found in the least likely places. We experience the greatest measure of God's grace when we are most broken. Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav taught, there is nothing so whole as a broken heart. When we make ourselves whole and complete our very brokenness, we receive God's grace. The beauty of Judaism and Christianity is that we are never alone in the endeavor to transform ourselves. We are each counted in our communities of faith, where we share our vulnerabilities as well as our great joys. For our parable, as well as for us, there are times when we lose our way, but God finds us and sets us back on track again. Returning to the flock, we celebrate our homecoming in the company of others and seek meaning along life's paths. We join together as friends, neighbors, siblings in faith, and joyously give thanks for our shared humanity, of going from brokenness to wholeness, of being lost and then found, of being rediscovered by God, and held in love by our fellow human beings. Rabbi Chaim of Tzants used to tell the story of a woman lost in the forest. She wandered for several days until she finally found another. She called out, "Friend, show me the way out of this forest." The woman replied, "My friend, I too am lost. I can only tell you this. The ways I have tried lead nowhere. They have only led me astray. Take my hand and let us search for the way together." So it is with us. Life is immense and often overwhelming. When we go our separate ways, we may get lost and go astray. Let us join hands and look for the way together. Amen.